In this bulletin, a joint investigation launched into a deadly train accident in Victoria. More than 700,000 children among Australians living below the poverty line. And in football, Melbourne City claims the W League's Premier's Plate. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Victoria Police say the cause of a train derailment north of Melbourne is unknown and will be the subject of an investigation. Victoria Police will conduct the investigation with the National Rail Safety Regulator, the Australian Transport Safety Bureau and WorkSafe. The train driver and train pilot were killed and 12 passengers injured when the Sydney to Melbourne train came off tracks near Wallen Station. Acting Inspector Peter Fusinato says it will take investigators some time to get a clearer picture of what caused the accident.
We all know about black boxes in aeroplanes, but I'm assuming there would be some form of record in regards to speed, braking, all those sort of things. But again, I'm not an expert in that area, but it certainly will be something that will be looked at. Got transit detectives that are on scene, so they'll be taking primacy in regards to the police side of the investigation. But obviously there's other authorities that have got regulatory responsibilities in that regard.
Two people evacuated to Darwin from the Diamond Princess have tested positive for coronavirus. Six people were isolated after presenting minor symptoms on arrival at Darwin Airport. The 164 people from the cruise ship will spend 2 weeks in quarantine at the Howard Springs Centre near Darwin. The authors of a new report on poverty in Australia have called for a rise in the Newstart allowance and for more affordable social housing options. The Poverty in Australia report by the Australian Council of Social Service and the University of New South Wales found more than 1 in 8 people live below the poverty line after housing costs were taken into account. That figure includes more than 700,000 children in Australia, an increase from the previous study. Director of the Social Policy Research Centre at the University of New South Wales, Professor Carla Treloar, says looking at the results over a decade shows just how much action is needed.
Newstart is $100 a week below the poverty line, which makes it really tough for people to meet their daily needs, let alone to get ahead in what are tough times when they're looking for work. And in housing costs, we know that for those on the lowest incomes, their housing costs have gone up more than 40% over the last decade or so. And for those in middle income, their housing costs have gone up a much more modest 15%. So income and housing costs are keeping people poor in Australia.
Activists say there's been little progress 1 year on from a summit to tackle the problem of clerical sexual abuse. Pope Francis has not yet implemented crucial reforms to canon law that would deliver on his promise that the Catholic Church would spare no effort to bring to justice pedophile priests and bishops who covered up their crimes. Child sex abuse survivors advocate Chrissy Foster says there's been little progress.
I will start to believe there's been a change of heart in the clergy when the Pope announces and tells every bishop and archbishop in the world to hand over their secret archives to the local police. These archives can contain the offender files, and it would say when a complaint was received and what was done about that, and when, how they shifted offending priests on. We need to know that.
US President Donald Trump says he has no immediate plans to pardon his longtime advisor, Roger Stone. The 67-year-old has been sentenced to 40 months in jail after being found guilty in November on 7 counts of lying to Congress, obstruction and witness tampering. President Trump says he would love to see Stone exonerated, but wants to see what happens.
But I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out. I think that's the best thing to do, because I'd love to see Roger exonerated, and I'd love to see it happen, because I personally think he was treated very unfairly.
In football, Melbourne City has been crowned the W League Premiers after a 4-0 win over an understrength Western Sydney Wanderers. The team heads into next month's finals series as near unbackable favourites to win a fourth W League championship in 5 seasons. The team's coach, Rado Vidicic, has told Fox Sports the achievement is well-deserved.
I'm so proud of them. I mean, it's a fantastic bunch of girls and fantastic bunch of players, and it was so enjoyable to work with them. And at the end, I think we got a fully deserved premiership.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 36. Adelaide, much the same, 24. Melbourne, a shower or two clearing, 19. Hobart, cloudy and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Sydney, a possible shower, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a possible shower, 29. Cairns, a shower or two and 32 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.